Isigande.
Sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Lami ngithathe leli thuba ngibonge uThanono Kawande obesipha indaba ngolimi lwesishona. Lingalivuka njani izulukandaba ulamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesibili mhlazi ku-22 lwezi-2022 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, inhlanganiso ye-Operation Dudula ikhumulisa abesonto yesipostoli abadabuka eZimbabwe impahla zesonto zitshiswe kwele South Africa.
Akushe mafakana sayiye uNkulunkulu akekho eZimbabwe seSouth Africa, damage. Ya uNkulunkulu seSouth Africa eZimbabwe uNkulunkulu akekho nisijwayela kabi.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukhangelelwe ukwethula amazwi aqakathekileyo ngesimo sesizwe iState of the Union kusasa. Kambe kukhona ukubambekayo aza kutsho na?
Into eqakathekileyo ngesikhathi sama State of the Nation umongameli welizwe abe hi inspiration eye economic growth le infrastructure development lani.
Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo lamatitshala e-ATUS isisole amazwi omqondisi wezokwethulwa kwembiko kugatsha lwezemfundo umnumzana Tawungana Ndoro osole linhlanganiso esithi isebenzelana lenhlanganiso zangentshonalanga.
Thina njengeAmalgamated Rural Teachers Union akusethusi inkulumo yakhe ayikhulumayo.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Inhlanganiso ye-Operation Dudula ikhumulise abesonto yesipostoli impahla zesonto zatshiswa kwele South Africa ngempela sonto. Amakholwa la njengenhlala yenza bayabuthana phansi kwezihlahla behlabela bekhuleka begqoke izambatho ezimhlophe abanye beleziluhlaza okwesibhakabhaka. Emfanekisweni kamabonakude osusabalele enkundleni zokuxhumana, abantu okuthiwa ngamalunga enhlanganiso ye-Operation Dudula babonakala behlukuluza amapostoli la, bebabamba ngamandla ukuthi bakhumule impahla zabo bazitshise. Omunye uzwakala ebuza ukuthi bafika njani kwele South Africa amapostoli la. Ngemva kwalokho ezwakale esesithi uMandela wabalethayo sowafa. Ngesizwe obesukusenzakala khona le kwele South Africa.
Guyasha, guyasha, bizani fire brigade! Guyasha, 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 guyasha! Akushe, mafakana sayiye! uNkulunkulu akekho eZimbabwe seSouth Africa, damage! Ya uNkulunkulu seSouth Africa eZimbabwe uNkulunkulu akekho nisijwayela kabi.
Ubuya phi ekhaya?
Sondela, sondela.
Uzophila.
Hayi bayelo.
Misho la.
La lesikara lesi.
Yeah.
Uze kanjani la?
La.
Yini kulethe la?
Ubani othizani la?
All right.
All right.
Come on.
Uyonya kumprayi.
Orange.
Unyako mfanyu
bukani
kwazana
ay
ora
mix
akezela
ora
ay akayikhipha ibeke phansi siyibona akayikhipha
hey bazoni tarteni come in charge you
okay
zala
ukhulu somkhulu kwazana
ayinto enitshele kwazana kwazana
yima
lo
ngena sunjani lo ukhulu kusprite
kanjani
ucaba ukuthi ufuna imali uyafuna ukusprite
why ufuna ukusprite
uphathe license expire
Why you put it?
So I don't know that now.
Why are you
going to say anything? You talk to me after the court.
I'm going to talk to you to Monday. I'll tell you.
Hey, Papa, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to the court. I'm going to go to the court. I'm going to go to the court. I'm going to go to the court.
Lawo ke ngamazwi amalunga enhlanganiso ye Operation Dudula ngesikhathi bedudula abesipostoli abavela eZimbabwe khona le eSouth Africa. Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa ukhangelelwe ukwethula amazwi aqakathekileyo ngesimo sesizwe iState of the Union kusasa. Umnangagwa ukhangelelwe ukwethula amazwi akhe esedale lePhalamende elitsha elisemzini weNew Hampton. Unobhala wezembiko kugatsha lwezokwethula kwembiko umnumzana Nick Mangwana wethule amazwi athi abantu bengaboni angani sokuyikuphawula leli dale elakhiwa ngamaChina, wengezelela esithi khona kuzenziwa umkhosi wokuvula ngokusemthethweni leli dale. Kambe kukhona ukubambekayo aza kukhuluma umongameli Mnangagwa kusasa na? Sibuze umbuzo lo umnumzana Timo Muringai ocubungula ezombusazwe.
Into eqakathekileyo ngesikhathi sama State of the Nation umongameli welizwe abe hi inspiration eye economic growth le infrastructure development lani so thina esikubonayo okwakathesi asiboni amazwi akamongameli akathesi encedisa infrastructure or economy yelizwe lethu. Singabuya futhi kwindaba zepolitiki ngilezi sibona ngathiwa abantu abama opposition parties sibona honorable Sikhala esestilongweni then lama representative MRP bonke bebotshiwe ngendaba zokuthi baphikisana le qembu lezano PF. So umongameli welizwe njoba yena engu first secretary wezano kumele laye abone ukuthi amacebo akhuluma ngawo for the country azanceda wonke umuntu regardless ukuthi bamelele liphi ibandla or qembu. Siyabona futhi ukuthi iZimbabwe okakathesi ilama gold mines lama diamond mines lo notho olama minerals ongakwanisa ukuvusa yona i-economy yeZimbabwe, but ukuthi i-accountability yangkhona thina siyiboni. Sibona ukuthi amanye ama mine njengeblanket mine kathesi abavulwayo last week bekhipha ama ounces amaningi egolide ukuthi lingancedisa abantu beGwanda o ama areas khona okulama mine wona lawo. I-development besifuna layo ukuthi ibe khona, but okwakathesi the past 4 years after the coup asiwuboni.
Ngokubona kwakho umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa engakhuluma ngani ngalesi sikhathi njengoba sibona ukuthi umnotho welizwe ungani umi nganxele? Kukhona yini ubona ngani ngakukhuluma okungabambeka?
Umongameli welizwe ekhuluma ngendaba zona lezi as a State of the Nation kumele la yaqamba ukuthi izinto ezizahambisa iZimbabwe phambili kuyini. Bekhipha yona i-repression ama human rights lani ukuthi kube lentuthuko yelizwe. Sikhangelele lathi ukuthi iZimbabwe izahamba la phambili. Sifuna ukubona lathi ukuthi thina esisedas diaspora, I diaspora vote baza ifaka yini ngenye into ezonceda ukuthi iZimbabwe iphumelele phambili ngoba maku le freedom of expression umuntu wonke evota ovela eZimbabwe isizalo seZimbabwe lati sifaka ama opinions ethu kunceda ukuthi ma ule voice yakho le vote yakho uyakwanisa lawe ukufaka iparty noma ibandla olifunayo and then lakho kuya kunceda ukuthi uthumezele lawe izimadlanyana ezincedisa ukuthi i-economy iphumelele with all the infrastructure landline okuyabe kukhulunywe khonapho ku state of the nation. So mina melele ukubona ukuthi kuzakhulunywa ngani ngoba izinto ezimisa ilizwe lethu zincinci human rights diaspora vote le freedom of expression lani yikho esikukhangelele khona ku state of the nation kusasa. Ngiyabonga.
Hayi, lathi siyabonga. Lo ke ngumnumzana Tim Muringai ocubungula izombusazwe obekhuluma ecingweni le studio 7 ese Ohio ngapha kwele Melika. Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo lamatitshala e-ATUS isisole amazwi omqondisi wozokwethulwa kwembiko kugatsha lwezemfundo umnumzana Dawungana Ndoro osole lenhlanganiso esithi isebenzelana lenhlanganiso zamazwe angentshonalanga. Unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso ye-ATUS umnumzana Robson Jere uthi uNdoro ukhanya ekhathazwa ukuthi inhlanganiso ye-ATUS isikhula masinyane okwenza ukulwela ilungelo lamatitshala kube lula, yikho uhulumende esephathekile ngokwenzakala kunhlanganiso ye-ATUS. Sixoxele isikhulumeli se-ATUS umnumzana Themba kuye moyo ukuze sizwe okunengi ngalolu daba.
Sakubona ntateli Chris Gandhi. Kuyahlekisa kuphinde kucasule okunye ukuzwa inkulumo okukhulunywa ngabondoro. Kodwa ke thina njenge-Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union akusethusi inkulumo yakhe ayikhulumayo. Sibheka kakhulu ukuthi bona kathesi uNdoro isikhulumeli sabahlukumezi bezisebenzi. Vele kumele akhulume njalo. UNdoro isikhulumeli somqhatshi ongathandi izisebenzi zakhe. Isikhulumeli sikahulumende onganakiyo imfundo yabantwana lelizwe jikelele. I-ATUS-i la malunga ayo kabazange bavizwe nguhulumende ukuthi bavumbe i-ATUS-i kumbe bajoyine i-ATUS-i. Kwavela kibo ezinhliziyweni zabo balandela isisekelo sombuso u-section 65. Ngokunjalo yikho okwenza ubone uhulumende lomqhatshi besethuswa i-ATUS-i. Esingakucebisa uNdoro labanye abamthumayo bonaba yokuthi i-ATUS-i iyakhula. Imisebenzi ye-ATUS-i ibonwa nguye wonke umuntu, ibonwa nguye wonke umbalisi. Ngokunjalo ayisoze yethuswa. Isiphamaso esizama ukwakhiwa, isiphamaso esizama ukusetshenziswa ukubulala amalungelo ezisebenzi kusetshenziswa igama elithi Teachers for ED. Abanikazi lala bangalaziyo ukuthi lichoni, ngoba abanye ungababuza baza kutshela ukuthi Teachers for ED ukuthi Teachers for Economic Development. Abanye bekutshela ukuthi shuthi Teachers for Emerson Delivers. Ngezinye indlela kusasengamadlwana lapho abantwana bathi bayapheka khona bebumba udaka ngomthambiso. I-ATUS-i yakubunjwa daka ngomthambiso, kuyaphekwa ngempuphu yembiza ngomlilo bodolivu lisazovuthwa and liyagaywa umlilo ukhona.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Themba kuye moyo isikhulumeli senhlanganiso elwela ilungelo lamatitshala e-ATUS ubekhuluma ecingweni le studio 7 eselubhane. Okwamanje ke sikhangele iziphuthumayo zivela kumaphephandaba achiyeneyo. Iphephandaba le-H Metro libika ukuba kulomunye umama welokithi lezengeza othiwa ngugogo Mahlahla obevalele indodana yakhe okweminyaka elithumi lane 14 years. UGrant Mahlahla wethulwe ephahlweni lwesiling ngamapholisa encedisana lezakhamizi. Okunye ukumangalisa abantu ukuthi ugogo lo wafelwa umkakhe ngeviki edluleyo, wahlala lesidumbu sakhe okwamalanga amahlanu engakabiki emapholiseni isidumbu saze sawonakala. Iphephandaba le-Chronicle lilodaba lokuthi kulomunye ubaba othiwa ngunkomithi James Dube oseleminyaka elithumi lanye 11 esesibhedlela seBinga District Hospital lapho ayelatshwa khona amanxeba awathola kungozi yemota. UDube wayesebenza engadini esibhedlela sona leso asehlale khona yonke iminyaka le. Okwamanje sengidedela emuva ngilithiya ezandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu kumbiko elisithumele nge-WhatsApp.
Ngibingelele msakazi, ngibingelele msakazi, basakazi bamabahle labalaleli bethu bonke nje abakwa Studio 7. Msakazi, le ndaba leyo ukuthi ingane encane nje seziyakhulelwa abantwana abancane, inzima yona. Basithi siyalandelisisa kahle kahle. Ngimzwile laphana omama Mathuthu uyakhuluma mama Mathuthu, kodwa mina ngokwami nje ngibona usuke ayike ngaphezulu, ngoba okufanele akwenze umama Mathuthu kufanele akhukuzele la kubomama ukuthi hayi omama kufanele benze kahle, kudliwe endlini kusuthwe, ukwenzela ukuthi labo baba labo esibasho labo, hayi bonke baba labo abasuka besuka sebona ingane encane bezibona nje yabo omakoti omama basendlini babo bayeke ukwenza imikhuba leyo. Asiqhuquzeleni konke nje msakazi, konke umama Mathuthu angayikhi nje eceleni, ayikhe nganye iye kwenisayidi, asiyikheni yonke indawo. Kuquzeleni sinqande lolu bhubhane lolu esilufuna ukungena. Iy'ngane zethu zincane seziba ney'ngane. Hhayi msakazane, hhayi lena ayibekezeleki, ayibekezeleki. Kodwa-ke ma siba silokhu sinqanda eceleni iyosala lokhu iqhubeka msakazi, asinqandeni nje wonke amasayidi qhubeka. Kade mama Mathuthu, hayi mama Mathuthu, ivoice yakho inhle kakhulu, inhle kakhulu mama Mathuthu. Asiqhuquzeleni nje konke wonke amasayidi nje, labo mama benze kahle izinto kwenza ukuthi obaba nabo baziphathe kahle. Kodwa angisho ukuthi bobaba sengingabona iy'ngane zemjabo njaba khosikazi cha, ingane ingane na 8 years ibe nengane. Hayi
sanibonani, sanibonani kustudio 7. Sicela elithi ngiyalizwa likhuluma lapha ngomdlalo lesekhathaye World Cup, besicela nje lisiyenzele ukuthi lisitshele ukuthi li-announce nje ukuthi ngosuku olulandelayo kuzabe kulawaphi ama-countries adlalayo, njani ku-local time ngapha siyabe siwabona sukwana sukwabona sikhathi ba, ngoba ukukhuluma nje kuphela kwesikhathi thina abanye sisakwazi lapha esikhona ukuthi adlala sikhathi bani, ngoba ama-programs akhona ngasiwathola aso wonke umuntu owatholileyo. Besicela nje ukuthi lisifakele ukuthi local time kube isikhathi ngapha engekhaya eZimbabwe siyabe sokhona sukwabona ngasiphi isikhathi. Siyabonga.
Hawu sanibonani, sanibonani ku-Studio 7 okhulumayo ngu-Jay Moyo. Ngajabula le-audio ma ingafundwa. Yebo siyazizwa news ezinhle eziphuma ku-Studio 7. Yebo nabantu be-ZANU-PF bethi Zimbabwe yatshintsha. Bengicela like lingibuzele bona be-ZANU-PF ukuthi if bengakhontinya bewine njengoba abantu abaningi sebengasekho elizweni bengaphandle, bazimiselani laba abantu abagcwele emazweni, babavulela iphi imisebenzi ngoba sasizwe ukuthiwa kule misebenzi. Yiphi imisebenzi engaba khona yini abafisa ukuthi basinikeze yona singabuya sisuke emazweni sizosebenza njengalokho kuthiwa yiZimbabweni? Ikhona na imisebenzi abayicreatayo esingakhona ukuthi sibuye sokuthi cwisi sebenzi?
Linjani Studio 7, igama nguMubaraki ebulini maWest. Thanda ukukhuluma kabanzi ngepolitiki yeZimbabwe, ngomkhonomi kakhulu osugugudekile ngempela. Abantu bayahlupheka, abantu siyahlupheka kule lizwe, and into engiyibonayo mina mbonti politiki izasisiza ngoba siyahambile ama-elections ayeza adlula, kodwa abantu basele behlupheka irrespective ukuthi usapho supportali pivandla oro supportali leli wini leyo mawuphansi uyahlupheka njengalaba abayivandla eli opposition elidliweyo labe lisihluphekela lonke so yini thina abantu bezimbabwe esingavambana kungani kungelani ukuthi ngebandla liphile ipolitiki sizame ukuthi silungise inkinga zelelizwe ngoba ipolitiki angeke sisize ipolitiki ivele izasifaka ebunzimeni kusidlala ababa phezulu kuphela ama-principles akhona lalaba ababasapotayo phezulu then the rest ama-supporters amaphathi wonke siyabe sizihluphekela sonke asazi madoda kunzima izawina izanovius 2023 but njengoba ehlale wina kuzange kutshintshe lutho zizasala sihlupheka lalaba abayisapotayo bazawe behlupheka nabo ngoba isikhulu fiza silanda ukuthi ngezanuphefu mangena esitola kulawo ndaba ukuthi ngezanuphefu kumbe ngaliphi ibandla into zikudulela sonke magathi transport ayilandawo ukuthi ngaliphi ibandla so mazimbabwe nasizameni ukuthola i-solution sibambene sonke sizame ulungisa leli lizwe ngoba vele sisazohlupheka singasigqoka isikhipha sitshone sishayise isiblogan but at the end of the day sizabe uncedisa lowo muntu ofuna ukungena esikhundleni from uku-m p kusiya phezulu babadlala ukhansela silawo bayasihluphekela abezanu sibi bayasihluphekela ukhansela izicathulo zitshekile but izakutshela ukuthi sifuna ukulungisa ilizwe hayi madoda
basakazi bethu sorry ndingiqolela kanjalo ngikufaka ama-rekhodi ebe mabili kulenye into efike kimi lapha ngithole enyuzini laku-studio 7 ngutholile yabona uhulumende labahlali baleli lizwe bala lapha balephutha khona into le yokumithiswa kwabantwana be-ats le into le mna ngqambona ngakuthi uhulumende loku into uyazama ukuthi kufihlwe kungabi yi-public lokhu ngoba zwanini ngani ngisho njalo abantwana abale mnyaka edlula 8 bengakwathole 8 years umithi wazala umntwana ophilayo laba abadlula 8 abasesabika abasakwesaba kwinto lokhu ngoba bhekanda bona babe 8 ngakho sokuwathi retio wayemangala babonakala sebelezisu abahlala labo sebemangala kathi kuyini kolokhu kumenze benje sebemsesibhedlela udokotela efike ethi yisisu bona bodwa semdebe retio kabakhulumi khangela nini ingozi yakhona so abantwana bazabona sebelelungelo okukhomba ama-10 12 13 14 15 babona sokulilungelo ukukhomba ezilongu besizwa ukuthi abangaphansi kwe-10 bakwanisa ukuba labantwana yinto efanti ifihlwe le into efanti ifihlwe kuzothi lalaba ababarephayo futhi bebotshela idilikajele ukuze ungacabanga ukuthi umntwana lo ngamrepha mmangalele ngizayehlala idilikajele abazakuza kuba ngcono into lokhu kulokube lokho esikukhuluma so sikukhuluma kakhulu kungangena ku-social media laku-radio kumbe laku-TV kuyingozi emangalisa kungangcono into lokhu kukhulunywe kumaphephandaba amaphephandaba angcono ababangaka abantu abayathengayo ababangaka abantu ababalayo futhi abalandayo kambonge ngona lamagama bezama sibili ukuthi abantu asikubonisa yini ukuthi kuyingozi lokho awusiyonto elula
siyabingelela emsakazweni sibonga lo msebenzi esiphathele wona singajabula kakhulu uma ngathiwa ujob sikhala ngaphuma entelongweni ngoba icala aliboshelweyo asiliboni sidalwa ngoba ngathi kahle kahle alikho ngoba akekho umuntu ongavuma ukuthi ebulalelwe umfowabo isitha sakhe simbulalele lo mfowabo sibuye esililweni ojob sikhala babesala ukuthi abantu bezani bazofunani esililweni sikamoblessing bona abantu bezani babe yofunani ngoba bayazi bona baphethe ilizwe lonke kunye lomthetho kunye lamajaji yikho babe siya khona bethemba ukuthi bengabaxotsha labo job scala yibo bazajika babotshwe la manje umuntu wabulala umo blessing yangqashangqasha kabotshwanga kuze kuye yimanje so ojob scala babe botshela iqiniso ukuthi akukho umuntu ongavuma ukuthi efelwe ngumfowabo ebulewe ngumuntu bazana lowo muntu ombulele abuye futhi esililweni ngubani ongakuvuma lokhu ukuthi ethi kabuye ezokothamela laye lowo muntu obulele umfowabo babe khuluma amaqiniso ukuthi umuntu obulela umfowethu asimfuni la babayi bababotshwayo futhi iqiniso alikho kuleli lizwe zilonge saphethe izanu PF come next year abantu bavote nje ngobuningi babo bevotele TCC nje izanu PF iphume nje embusweni ke maybe mhlawumbe abantu bezibaba ngeke bekubone ukuthula okungcono kulalokhu ukuthi kubotshwe umuntu onecala onganacala engabilazi ijele manje umuntu ongalacala esuyehlala ejele 5 months kuchaza ukuthini ke lokhu kuleli lizwe ijudiciary system yakulalizwe ayiselakho ukuthi ungayithemba ukuthi uma ungelacala ngekubotshwe as long uma usupport into engasiyona izani futhi ungafele ejele noma kunini siyabona
lawo-ke bekungamazwi enu lina balaleli bethu elisithumele nge-WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318 ngiyaphinda njalo inombolo zethu +1 202 465 0318. Siyacela abalaleli zibe mfitshane ke elisipha khona lingakhulumi lidlulise ama-2 kumbe 3 minutes. Siyabonga.
Sekunjalo sokuyisikhathi semidlalo ye FIFA World Cup eQatar 2022. Lalela umsakazo we VOA Studio 7 uze konke okuphathelane lomncintiswano lo ngokugcweleyo. Siyabe sixoxa labadlali abathiyeneyo, abaqeqeshi labathakazelela umdlalo wenguqu emhlabeni wonke jikelele, okugoqela abaseDoha khona le kwele Qatar. Sizalethulela impumela yalemidlalo suku ngosuku, lakho konke okwenzakalayo umncintiswano uze ufike emaphethelweni. Tiani indlebe kumsakazo we VOA Studio 7. Lizwe izindaba zemidlalo ye FIFA World Cup 2022 kusukela mhlaka 20 kuLwezi kuze kuyefika mhlaka 18 ngoMpalakazi. Asikholiseni imidlalo yenguqu FIFA World Cup 2022 eQatar sisonke.
Ngesikhangele impumela emidlalo yenguqu yeWorld Cup edlalwe kwele Qatar izolo. England 6, Iran 2, iqembu leMelika libe nguchiki lobhanqale leWales 1-1, kuthi eleSenegal latshaywa 0-2 ngeleNetherlands. Iqembu leArgentina likhangelelwe ukudibana leSaudi Arabia lamuhla kumidlalo yakuqala ngesikhathi sika-12 emini. Njalo umdlalo oludumo uLionel Messi weArgentina ukhangelelwe ukuphatheka kulomdlalo owehlandla likaGroup C. Eminye njalo imidlalo ezaqutshwa namuhla ngephakathi kweleMexico lePoland kuGroup C, Denmark leTunisia kanye leFrance leAustralia kuGroup D. Ukuze sizwe okuningi ngale imidlalo kanye lokuqakatheka kwedluleyo, usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxa lo Abel Khumalo, ingcwethi ecubungula ezemidlalo.
Esikhangelele iArgentina ezodlala neSaudi Arabia, vele nje hayi akubuzwa lutho lapho iArgentina izonqoba. Umdlalo ongathi ungasinika inkinga kuphela esingawaziyo ukuthi ungaphuma kanjani ngeDenmark idlala neTunisia. Kuze kuthi noweMexico idlala nePoland. Mexico ingathi ayidlale kahle nje. Ngibone nje kuma-qualifying rounds ayo ukuthi hayi bengathi ayikho kahle. Then bese kuzobuya oweFrance ozoqala ngo-9 African time idlala ne-Australia. Hayi France ngibone ngathi izonqoba. Engakusho ukuthi nje i-Argentina neFrance yoswa khona ukuthi angaphuma namaphuzu. Then eminye le imidlalo ngaba ngama-draw.
Ungathini ngemidlalo edluleyo ikakhulu sikhangela lapho eMelika ebelidlala khona izolo?
Ah, umdlalo weAmerica neWales umdlalo wemnandi kakhulu, awemnandi kakhulu. Esibone khona iAmerica dominator in first half. Yaze waphela first half bidlala kakhulu iAmerica, kuthe second half babuya sebelungisisa amaphutha abantu amaplayers eWales. Labamnandi game kakhulu baze bagcina bethola ipenalty ehlehle ngukareth Bale okwenze umdlalo waphela oyi-1-1. Hayi kodwa umdlalo bomnandi kakhulu kakhulu.
Singathi ilizwe leQatar liqoqe kuhle yini, lihlela kuhle yini imidlalo le?
Kusukela imidlalo lokuqalileyo, hayi kuyabukeka. Kuyabukeka kuhle kakhulu, kuhle kakhulu. Ungabheka leli lizwe bebelicriticize ukuthi bekungafananga lost i-World Cup. Kodwa hayi, bababonisile ukuthi i-World Cup ingahostwa noma yiliphi ilizwe. Kuhle kakhulu, kusmart. Akulayo nto engathi ayijabulisi. Njalo imidlalo esidlaliwe idlalwe kahle kakhulu. So siyaqhubeka sibuka le midlalo ebuyayo. Kodwa nje into engayisho ukuthi hayi, imidlalo esidlaliwe kudlalwe kahle kakhulu.
Ungasipha umbono wakho ngemidlalo edluleyo lokuthi kuyini okumqoka ngempumela yayo?
Imidlalo ebemqoka kakhulu yiyo lo eQatar neEquator. inoma nje besifuna ukuthi ngabe yona le ikhatha njengaba ama host okudlalelwa khona imidlalo World Cup ukuthi banganqoba, kodwa i-Ecuador ivele yawuthatha yawufaka ezingeni labo ukuthi bawunqobe, benjalo bawunqoba ukusinike elinye ithemba lokuthi mhlawumbe nabo abe-Ecuador bangaba ngamanye amazwe aphezulu abuya ngale South America. Kwesokuzobuya laba abafana be-Europe abe-England abaka-Queen bone beshaye Iran ngo-6-2. Vele besikubhekelele lokhu ukuthi hayi vele abafana baka-Queen nabo bafuna ukuthi lo nyaka ba-advance bazi bayifika maybe kuma-quarter finals kumbe kuma-semifinal. Sokuzobuya lo e-Senegal. Senegal besibhekelele ukuthi nje izosenza.
Hayi, siyabonga, isikhathi sesidliwe ngumango.